Imagine you're a doctor in the year 1890. A patient comes to you with a terribly swollen wrist after a bad fall. You can feel the bones under the skin, but you have no way of knowing exactly what's wrong. Is it a simple sprain, a fracture, or has the bone shattered into multiple pieces? Your only tools are your hands and your best guess. The only way to know for sure would be to cut the patient open, a dangerous and painful last resort. For all of human history, the inner workings of the living body were a complete mystery, a hidden world locked away beneath the skin. Now imagine you're that same patient, but the year is today. You walk into an emergency room, and within minutes, a technician has you place your wrist on a cool, flat plate. You hear a quiet whirring sound from a machine overhead, and a moment later, a doctor is looking at a ghostly black and white image on a computer screen. There, in perfect, undeniable detail, is a picture of your own bones. The doctor can see the precise location and angle of the fracture, a clear roadmap for how to fix it. This is the magic of the X-ray, a technology so common today that we barely think about it. But how is this possible? How can a machine shoot a beam of something invisible through your body to take a photograph of your skeleton? This isn't a superpower. It's a remarkable application of physics that completely changed the world of medicine forever. What is this invisible light, and how does it create these incredible shadow pictures that let us see right through ourselves? Welcome back to How Does That Work? In today's episode, we're peering through the skin to explore the amazing world of X-ray imaging. We'll uncover the accidental discovery of a mysterious, unknown ray that could pass through solid objects, and we'll break down exactly how an X-ray machine works, from generating these high-energy beams to creating the final image. We'll also look at the most important question of all: how can something so powerful be used safely? This is the story of how we learned to use invisible light to see the invisible world inside of us. The incredible story of how we learned to see inside the human body begins not with a brilliant plan, but with a complete accident in a darkened laboratory in Germany. In the year 1895, a physicist named Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen was experimenting with a device called a cathode ray tube, which was essentially a glass tube with all the air sucked out that would glow when electricity was passed through it. To study the faint light it produced, he had completely covered the tube with thick black cardboard and darkened his lab. On the evening of November 8th, while working in the pitch-black room, he noticed a faint, shimmering green glow coming from a workbench a few feet away. He was baffled. There was no light source in the room that could be causing it. On that bench was a small screen coated with a special chemical, barium platinocyanide, that was known to glow when exposed to light. But the tube was completely covered. No visible light could possibly be escaping. Röntgen was a meticulous scientist, and he knew he had stumbled onto something strange and new. He turned the tube on and off, and each time the screen across the room glowed and then went dark in perfect sync. He realized that the tube must be emitting some kind of invisible, mysterious ray that was powerful enough to pass right through the black cardboard that blocked ordinary light. He spent the next several weeks in a frenzy of experimentation, eating and sleeping in his lab, trying to understand the properties of this unknown ray. He put different objects between the tube and the glowing screen: a book, a block of wood, a stack of paper. The rays passed through them all, but when he held up a piece of lead, it completely blocked the rays, casting a dark shadow on the screen. Then came the moment that would change medicine forever. He asked his wife, Anna Bertha, to place her hand in the path of the beam with a photographic plate positioned behind it. When he developed the plate, he was looking at something no human had ever seen before: a picture of the inside of a living human body. The photograph clearly showed the bones of his wife's hand, with the flesh appearing as a faint ghostly shadow around them. On her ring finger, the dark silhouette of her wedding ring was perfectly visible against the bones. When Anna Bertha saw the image, she was supposedly horrified, exclaiming, "I have seen my death." Röntgen, unsure of what he had discovered, called them X-rays, with the X standing for unknown. The news of his discovery spread across the world like wildfire. Within a year, hospitals in Europe and America were using X-rays to find broken bones and locate bullets in wounded soldiers, launching a revolution in medicine that started with a mysterious glow in a dark room. At its heart, an X-ray is just a form of light. It's a part of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is the big family that all light belongs to. This family includes the radio waves that bring music to your car, the microwaves that heat your food, the visible light that our eyes can see, and even more powerful, high-energy rays like gamma rays. The only real difference between all of these is their energy level. You can think of X-rays as a kind of superhero version of the light we see every day. They have much more energy and a much shorter wavelength than visible light, and it's this high energy that gives them their incredible ability to pass through things that normal light would just bounce off of. When you stand in a sunbeam, the light hits your skin and stops, which is why you cast a shadow. But if you were to stand in a beam of X-rays, many of those rays would go right through you. The process of creating an X-ray image is a bit like making a very specific kind of shadow puppet. It requires three key components: a machine to create the X-rays, which is like a special kind of flashlight, you, the patient, and a detector on the other side of you, which is like a high-tech piece of photographic film. The process starts inside the X-ray machine, in a device called an X-ray tube. Inside this tube, a tiny piece of metal called a filament is heated up to an incredibly high temperature, much like the filament in an old-fashioned light bulb. When it gets hot enough, it starts to boil off a cloud of electrons. Then, a massive jolt of high-voltage electricity is applied, which grabs that cloud of electrons and fires it like a cannonball across the tube at an unbelievable speed. These electrons smash into a target on the other side, which is a small plate made of a very dense, heavy metal like tungsten. When millions of these super-fast electrons crash into the tungsten target, that violent collision causes a huge release of energy. Most of that energy is just heat, but a small fraction of it is converted into high-energy photons. And those photons are X-rays. Let's zoom in on that X-ray tube, because the engineering inside is a masterpiece of controlled violence. The two most important parts are the cathode, which is the negative side where the electrons come from, and the anode, which is the positive side and the target the electrons will hit. The cathode contains the tiny filament that gets heated up. This process of boiling electrons off a hot surface has a specific name: thermionic emission. Just as boiling water creates steam, boiling a metal filament in a vacuum creates a cloud of free electrons, ready and waiting for their journey. The next step is to give those electrons a reason to move. This is where the high voltage part comes in. A powerful generator creates an enormous electrical potential difference between the cathode and the anode. We're talking tens of thousands of volts. This creates an incredibly strong electric field that the cloud of electrons is desperate to cross. The positive charge of the anode yanks the negatively charged electrons across the vacuum-sealed tube, accelerating them to an astonishing speed. By the time they make their journey, which is only a few centimeters, the electrons are traveling at more than half the speed of light. When this focused beam of incredibly fast electrons slams into the anode, which is typically a rotating disk of tungsten, to help dissipate the intense heat, two things happen to create X-rays. The most common process is called Bremsstrahlung, a German word that means breaking radiation. As the high-speed electron zips past the nucleus of a tungsten atom, the powerful positive charge of the nucleus grabs onto the electron and slingshots it, causing it to slow down and change direction. The energy that the electron loses in this breaking action has to go somewhere, and it's released as a high-energy X-ray photon. A second, less common process also occurs, which creates what are called characteristic X-rays. Sometimes an incoming electron will hit with such force that it completely knocks one of the tungsten atom's own electrons out of its inner shell. This leaves a vacant spot, and the atom becomes unstable. To fix this, an electron from a higher energy outer shell immediately drops down to fill the empty space. As that electron falls from a high energy state to a low energy state, it releases a very specific amount of energy in the form of an X-ray photon. The energy level of this photon is a unique characteristic of the target material, in this case, tungsten. It's the combination of these two processes that creates the full spectrum of X-rays used to make a medical image. Once those X-rays are created, they shoot out of the machine in a focused beam. This beam travels through the part of the body being examined, like your chest or your wrist, and this is where the picture is actually formed. As the X-rays travel through you, they don't all make it to the other side. Different parts of your body block or absorb the X-ray beam to different degrees, depending on how dense they are. Think of it like trying to shine a flashlight through different objects. If you shine it through a piece of tissue paper, most of the light gets through. If you shine it through a thick book, less light gets through. And if you shine it at a brick wall, no light gets through at all. The same principle applies inside your body. Dense materials are very good at absorbing X-rays, while less dense materials let them pass right through. Our bones are the densest things in our body because they are full of calcium, a heavy element. Because of this, bones act like a brick wall to the X-ray beam, absorbing most of the rays that hit them. Our soft tissues, like our muscles, fat, and organs, are much less dense. They're mostly made of water, so they are more like the thick book. They absorb some of the X-rays but let a lot of them pass through. Finally, the air in our lungs is the least dense of all. It's like the tissue paper. It barely blocks the X-rays at all, and almost the entire beam passes right through. So after the X-ray beam has passed through your body, it's no longer a uniform beam. It's now a pattern, a shadow of your insides, based on what it just traveled through. The final step is to capture that shadow pattern. On the other side of your body is the detector. In the old days, this was a large sheet of photographic film, but today it's almost always a digital sensor. Wherever the X-ray beam was able to pass through easily, like through the air in your lungs, lots of X-rays hit the detector. These areas show up as black on the final image. Wherever the beam was completely blocked, like by a thick bone, very few or no X-rays hit the detector. These areas show up as bright white, and for everything in between, like your muscles and other soft tissues, a medium amount of X-rays get through, creating all the different shades of grey that you see on the image. The result is that ghostly black and white picture, a perfect shadow map of your internal structures, with your dense white bones standing out clearly against the greys and blacks of your soft tissue. X-rays are fantastic for seeing bones, but what about all the important soft tissue structures, like your stomach, intestines, or blood vessels? On a standard X-ray, these organs are often a blurry, indistinct grey, making them difficult to study. To solve this, doctors developed a clever technique using special substances called contrast agents, or contrast media. These are safe, non-toxic substances that are extremely dense, even denser than bone, and are therefore very good at blocking X-rays. By introducing one of these agents into a specific part of the body, doctors can essentially paint that organ from the inside, making it show up as a bright, solid white on an X-ray image. The two most common types of contrast agents are based on barium and iodine. For examining the digestive tract, the esophagus, stomach, and intestines, patients are often given a thick, chalky drink or an enema containing barium sulfate. Barium is a very heavy element, and it is excellent at blocking X-rays. As the barium sulfate coats the inner lining of the digestive tract, it provides a perfect white outline of these structures, allowing doctors to spot ulcers, tumors, or other abnormalities. You might worry that barium is a toxic heavy metal, and it is. But the genius of using barium sulfate is that it is incredibly insoluble, meaning it doesn't dissolve in water and won't be absorbed by your body. It simply passes through your system and is expelled naturally. For other parts of the body, like blood vessels, the urinary tract, or the spinal canal, doctors use contrast agents made with iodine. Iodine is another large, heavy element that's great at absorbing X-rays. These iodine-based agents, such as iohexol, are water-soluble, so they can be safely injected directly into the bloodstream. An X-ray image taken just after the injection is called an angiogram. The iodine-rich blood temporarily makes the arteries and veins glow bright white, allowing doctors to see a perfect, detailed map of the circulatory system and spot dangerous blockages or aneurysms. These contrast agents are a vital part of modern radiology, giving doctors the power to highlight specific areas of the body and turning a simple X-ray from a bone imaging tool into a powerful method for visualizing our complex internal soft tissue systems. The standard X-ray is a powerful tool, but it has one major limitation. It's a flat, two-dimensional image of a three-dimensional object. Everything inside your body, bones, muscles, and organs, is flattened and layered on top of each other in a single picture. This can make it difficult for doctors to see the exact size and location of a problem. To understand the issue, imagine you have a loaf of raisin bread. A standard X-ray is like squishing that entire loaf flat against a piece of glass. You could see that there are raisins in the bread, but you couldn't tell if a specific raisin was at the top, in the middle, or at the bottom of the loaf. In the 1970s, a revolutionary new invention solved this problem by combining the power of X-rays with the processing power of modern computers. It's called computed tomography, or the CT scan. Instead of taking one flat picture, a CT scanner takes hundreds of X-ray pictures in a circle around your body. The machine itself looks like a giant donut. The patient lies on a bed that slowly moves through the donut's hole. Inside the donut, an X-ray tube and a set of detectors are mounted on a spinning ring, called a gantry, which can rotate at incredible speeds. As the gantry spins, the X-ray tube shoots a thin, fan-shaped beam through the patient, and the detectors on the other side capture the shadow image from that specific angle. A split second later, the ring has rotated slightly, and it takes another picture from a new angle. This happens hundreds of times as the patient moves through the scanner. Returning to our bread analogy, a CT scan doesn't squish the loaf. Instead, it's like a super-fast, high-tech slicer that takes a perfect, detailed picture of every single slice of bread from the crust to the center. The real magic happens next, in the computer. The CT scanner's computer takes the data from these hundreds of individual slice images and uses complex algorithms to stack them all together. It pieces together this cross-sectional information to create a stunningly detailed, three-dimensional model of the inside of your body. A doctor can then look at this 3D model on a screen, rotate it in any direction, and even digitally slice through it from any angle to see the exact location, size, and shape of a tumor, an internal injury, or a complex bone fracture. This ability to see the body in three dimensions was a monumental leap forward in medical diagnostics, giving doctors a view of our internal anatomy that was once only possible on an operating table. While CT scans gave doctors the ability to see the body in three dimensions, there are many medical situations where a static picture, even a 3D one, isn't enough. Sometimes doctors don't just need to see what an organ looks like, but how it's working. They need to see movement. This is where another brilliant adaptation of X-ray technology comes in. Fluoroscopy. If a standard X-ray is a photograph and a CT scan is a 3D model, then fluoroscopy is a live-action movie. It allows doctors to watch the internal processes of the body in real time as they are happening. Instead of taking a single, high-energy snapshot, a fluoroscopy machine uses a continuous, low-power beam of X-rays that passes through the body and hits a special fluorescent screen. This screen is connected to a video camera, which displays the moving X-ray image on a monitor in the room. This gives doctors a live feed of what's happening inside the patient. One of the most common uses for this is in a procedure called a barium swallow. If a patient is having trouble swallowing, a doctor needs to see exactly how the muscles in their esophagus are working. The patient will drink a thick, chalky liquid containing barium, a dense substance that shows up bright white on an X-ray. Using fluoroscopy, the doctor can watch in real time as that white liquid travels down the throat and through the esophagus, immediately spotting any blockages or areas where the muscles aren't working correctly. Fluoroscopy is also an essential tool for guiding medical procedures. Imagine a cardiologist who needs to place a tiny stent to open up a blocked artery in a patient's heart. They can't see the artery directly. Instead, they insert a thin, flexible wire called a catheter into a blood vessel in the arm or leg and carefully thread it all the way to the heart. By injecting a small amount of iodine-based contrast dye through the catheter and using fluoroscopy, the doctor can see the arteries light up on the screen, creating a live roadmap of the patient's circulatory system. They can watch the tip of the catheter on the monitor as they guide it precisely into place, deploy the stent, and then immediately see the improved blood flow. This ability to watch their tools interact with the body's internal structures in real time has made countless delicate and life-saving procedures possible, turning the X-ray from a simple diagnostic tool into a dynamic guide for surgeons and specialists. Of course, anytime we talk about a technology that can shoot invisible energy through our bodies, a critical question comes to mind. Is it safe? The answer is a bit complex. X-rays are a form of what scientists call ionizing radiation. This means they have enough energy to physically knock electrons out of the atoms they pass through. When this happens inside living tissue, it can damage important molecules, including our DNA. Over time, this damage can sometimes lead to an increased risk of developing cancer. In the early days of X-ray discovery, this danger was completely unknown. Scientists and experimenters would expose themselves to massive doses of radiation for long periods, leading to horrific burns, hair loss, and eventually many early deaths from cancer. Thankfully, we now understand these risks perfectly, and modern medical imaging is built around a core principle of safety known as ALARA, which stands for as low as reasonably achievable. The goal is to always use the absolute minimum amount of radiation needed to get a clear diagnostic image. To put the risk into perspective, it helps to know that we are constantly exposed to a low level of ionizing radiation every single day. This is called background radiation, and it comes from natural sources like radon gas in the soil, cosmic rays from space, and even tiny amounts of radioactive elements in the food we eat and the air we breathe. A radiation dose is measured in a unit called a millisievert. When you look at the numbers, the risk from most common X-rays is very small. For example, a single chest X-ray delivers a dose of about 0.1 millisieverts. That's the same amount of background radiation you would naturally absorb in about 10 days of just living your life. The dose from a dental X-ray is even smaller, equivalent to only about 1 day of background radiation. A flight from New York to Los Angeles will expose you to more radiation from cosmic rays than a chest X-ray. Even a CT scan, which uses a much higher dose, is carefully managed. A CT scan of the chest might be equivalent to about 2 years of natural background radiation. While that sounds like a lot, in a medical emergency, the immediate benefit of finding a life-threatening blood clot or internal injury far outweighs the very small long-term increase in cancer risk. To ensure patient and staff safety, medical professionals use several key techniques. First, they use lead shielding. Lead is an incredibly dense material that is excellent at blocking X-rays. This is why you wear a heavy lead apron during a dental X-ray, to protect the rest of your body from any scattered radiation. Second, the radiologic technologist who operates the machine will either stand behind a lead-lined wall or leave the room entirely during the exposure to minimize their own occupational dose. Finally, modern digital detectors are far more sensitive than old-fashioned film, meaning a much lower dose of radiation is needed to produce a crystal-clear image. So while the power of X-rays does carry a risk, it's a risk that is carefully controlled, well understood, and consistently weighed against the enormous benefit of being able to diagnose and treat illnesses and injuries quickly and accurately. While X-rays completely transformed the world of medicine, their incredible ability to see through solid objects was far too useful to be confined to the hospital. The same basic principle of creating a shadow picture based on density has been adapted for a huge range of applications, from ensuring our safety when we travel to guaranteeing the quality of the products we use every day. The most familiar non-medical use is, without a doubt, the airport security scanner. When you place your carry-on bag on the conveyor belt, it passes through a machine that uses a low-power X-ray beam to see what's inside, all without a security agent ever having to open a zipper. These baggage scanners work just like a medical X-ray, but with an added layer of sophistication. Instead of just creating a black and white image, they use detectors that can measure the energy of the X-rays that pass through your bag. This allows a computer to make an educated guess about what kind of material it's looking at. The system then assigns a color to different types of materials based on their atomic number, generally organic materials, things like food, paper, clothing, and certain explosives are colored orange. Inorganic materials like plastics and some lighter metals are colored green, and dense metallic materials like guns, knives, or the thick metal of a laptop battery show up as blue or black. This color coding system allows security officers to quickly analyze the contents of a crowded suitcase and spot the suspicious shapes of prohibited items. Beyond the airport, X-rays are a silent, vital workhorse in the world of manufacturing and engineering. This is a field called non-destructive testing, and it's all about finding flaws in a material without having to cut it open or break it. Imagine a massive pipeline being built to transport oil or gas, with thousands of individual sections of pipe welded together. A single tiny crack or a weak spot in one of those welds could lead to a catastrophic failure. Instead of just hoping the welds are good, engineers can use a powerful portable X-ray machine to take a picture of each one. On the resulting image, a solid, perfect weld will look uniform, while a dangerous crack, air bubble, or imperfection will show up as a dark line or spot, allowing it to be repaired before it ever becomes a problem. The same technique is used to inspect critical parts in airplanes, car engines, and even the circuit boards in our electronics, making X-rays an invisible but essential tool for quality control and safety in the modern world. As versatile as X-rays are here on Earth, they give us an even more spectacular view when we turn them towards the heavens. If you look at the night sky with your eyes, you see the calm, steady light of stars and planets. But if you could see the universe in X-rays, you would see a place of unimaginable violence and extreme energy. The hottest, fastest, and most chaotic events in the cosmos, things like stars being torn apart by black holes, massive stellar explosions, and gas heated to millions of degrees, all shine brightest in X-ray light. There's just one problem. Our planet's atmosphere, which protects us from harmful radiation from space, is incredibly good at blocking X-rays. This is great for life on Earth, but it means that from the ground, the X-ray universe is completely invisible. To see this high-energy cosmos, we have to get above the atmosphere. This is the job of space-based X-ray telescopes, like NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory. These incredible satellites are some of the most sophisticated observatories ever built. But they can't use normal mirrors like a regular telescope, because high-energy X-rays would just pass right through them. Instead, X-ray telescopes use a series of very special barrel-shaped mirrors made of super-smooth coated glass. The incoming X-rays don't hit these mirrors head-on. They come in at a very shallow grazing angle, like a stone skipping across the surface of a pond. This gentle skip allows the mirrors to nudge the X-rays and focus them onto a detector, slowly building up an image, one X-ray photon at a time. When these images are finally assembled and sent back to Earth, they reveal a universe that is completely alien to our eyes. Where the Hubble Space Telescope might see a beautiful, serene nebula of gas and dust, an X-ray telescope can peer through that dust to see the chaotic nursery of brand new, super-hot stars being born at its center. X-ray telescopes can watch as matter swirls around a supermassive black hole, heating up to millions of degrees and glowing fiercely in X-rays just before it disappears forever. They can see the shockwaves from a supernova, the explosion of a giant star, racing through space at incredible speeds. By studying the universe in X-ray light, astronomers can probe the most extreme environments imaginable, giving us a front-row seat to the most powerful and violent processes in the cosmos. From the farthest reaches of the cosmos, X-rays can also take us deep into the hidden history of our most treasured cultural artifacts. For art historians, conservators, and museum scientists, X-ray imaging is like having a superpower, allowing them to non-destructively peel back the layers of a painting to see how it was made, how it has changed, and whether it's even real. Just as doctors use X-rays to see bones under the skin, art historians use them to see the artist's original ideas hidden beneath the final layer of paint. The process works because of the different chemical elements used to make paint pigments throughout history. The heavy metals that were common in older paints are particularly good at blocking X-rays. For example, lead white, which was the most common white paint used for centuries, is extremely dense and shows up as bright white on an X-ray image. Pigments made from lighter elements, like carbon black, or the organic dyes used for blues and reds, are much more transparent to X-rays and appear dark. This difference is the key to seeing what lies beneath. An artist's initial sketch, often done in a light carbon-based charcoal, will be nearly invisible to the X-ray beam. But if they then painted over that sketch with thick layers of lead white, the X-ray will reveal the dark lines of the original drawing under the bright white of the paint. This technique, called X-radiography, has led to some incredible discoveries. It can reveal a completely different painting hidden on a canvas that an artist decided to paint over to save money. For example, X-rays of Pablo Picasso's famous painting, The Old Guitarist, revealed the ghostly outlines of a woman's face and figure underneath, a secret composition he had abandoned. X-rays can also show changes the artist made while working, known as pentimenti. A historian might see that an artist originally painted a figure's arm in one position, then changed their mind and painted over it in a new position. These hidden changes give us a priceless, intimate glimpse into the creative process and decision-making of masters like Rembrandt or Da Vinci. Finally, X-rays are a powerful tool for authentication and conservation. They can help prove a painting is a forgery if the X-ray reveals pigments containing modern elements, like titanium, that weren't available to the old masters. They also allow conservators to see the true condition of a painting beneath centuries of grime and overpainting, revealing hidden cracks, termite damage in a wooden panel, or old repairs. This allows them to plan their restoration work with surgical precision, ensuring these masterpieces can be preserved for generations to come. For the better part of a century after Röntgen's discovery, the final step of creating an X-ray image was a slow chemical process that was closer to old-fashioned photography than modern medicine. The detector was a cassette containing a sheet of photographic film. After being exposed to the X-ray beam, this cassette had to be taken into a completely dark room, or a dark room, where a technician would carefully remove the film and dip it into a series of chemical baths. These chemicals would develop the film, slowly revealing the latent shadow image before it was finally rinsed and hung up to dry. The whole process was time-consuming, required toxic chemicals, and if the exposure wasn't perfect, you wouldn't know it until the very end, often forcing the patient to undergo the X-ray all over again. The digital revolution that transformed photography and computers also completely transformed the world of radiology. Starting in the late 1990s and becoming standard practice in the 21st century, film was replaced by sophisticated digital detectors. These detectors work on a similar principle to the sensor inside a digital camera. When the X-ray photons pass through the patient and strike the detector plate, they create a tiny electrical charge. A grid of electronics in the plate reads the strength of the charge at millions of individual points, or pixels, and converts that information into a digital signal. A computer then instantly assembles this data into a high-resolution image on a monitor. This shift from film to digital has had enormous benefits. The most obvious is speed. Instead of waiting 10 to 15 minutes for a film to be developed, a digital X-ray image appears on the screen in a matter of seconds. This is critical in an emergency room setting where time is of the essence. Digital imaging also dramatically improves the quality and usefulness of the image. If a digital X-ray is a little too dark or too light, a radiologist can adjust the brightness and contrast on the computer, saving the patient from needing a repeat scan. They can zoom in to magnify a tiny area of concern, and the images can be stored electronically and sent instantly to specialists anywhere in the world. Perhaps most importantly, the move to digital has made X-rays safer. Modern digital detectors are far more sensitive to radiation than old photographic film. Because they are so much better at capturing the X-rays, a much lower initial dose of radiation is needed to produce a perfect image. This directly supports the ALARA principle, as low as reasonably achievable, by reducing the patient's overall radiation exposure while still providing doctors with the high-quality images they need for an accurate diagnosis. For all the incredible physics and advanced computer processing we've talked about, X-ray imaging is not an automated process. The technology is just a tool, and making it work safely and effectively requires a team of highly skilled human professionals. When you go to a hospital for an X-ray, the person you interact with, the one who positions your body, sets up the machine, and actually takes the image, is a radiologic technologist, often called a radiographer. This is a demanding job that is part science and part art. They need to be experts in human anatomy, physics, and radiation safety. Their primary goal is to produce the clearest, most useful diagnostic image possible while exposing the patient to the absolute minimum amount of radiation. This requires incredible precision. If a doctor needs to see a specific joint or a tiny bone in the foot, the radiographer must know exactly how to position the patient's body and the X-ray tube to get the perfect angle, often with no room for error. They are the ones who select the correct exposure settings on the machine, carefully tailoring the power of the X-ray beam to the thickness and density of the body part being imaged. They are also the patient's primary advocate for safety, shielding the rest of the body with lead and ensuring all safety protocols are followed. They are the masters of the machine, the crucial link between the patient and the technology. Once the radiographer has captured the perfect image, their job is done, and the second key professional takes over, the radiologist. A radiologist is a medical doctor who, after finishing medical school, has gone through years of additional specialized training to become an expert in interpreting medical images. They are the ultimate medical detectives. They might spend their entire day in a quiet, dark room, carefully analyzing hundreds of X-rays, CT scans, and other images on high-resolution monitors, looking for the subtle clues that tell the story of a patient's health. Their expertise is immense. They have trained their eyes to see the almost invisible hairline fracture on an ankle X-ray, to spot the faint shadowy signs of pneumonia in a lung, or to identify the telltale shape of a cancerous tumor on a CT scan. They see a world of detail in the shades of gray that would be meaningless to an untrained eye. After analyzing the images, the radiologist writes a detailed report that explains their findings, providing the patient's primary doctor with the crucial diagnostic information they need to decide on the best course of treatment. Together, the radiographer and the radiologist form an essential team, combining technical skill with diagnostic expertise to turn a simple shadow on a screen into a life-saving diagnosis. So, from a ghostly glow in a dark German lab to the far-flung reaches of space, the story of the X-ray is a perfect example of how one accidental discovery can change the world. It's a technology that allows us to see the impossible, giving us a window into our own bodies, our history, and the universe itself. Whether it's guiding a surgeon's hand, revealing a masterpiece hidden on a canvas, or helping to keep us safe in our travels, this remarkable form of invisible light has become an indispensable part of our modern world. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes the most profound discoveries are the ones we can't see at all.